Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon is here to take us through the movies that we can watch this week. I'm Kat Cullen, and I'm intrigued at why, oh why, Susie, have we started with absolute reality TV trash this week? You gotta love it, but I don't know if we should really be so proud of starting with this one today. What are we looking at?
G'day, Kat. Now, seriously, I'm sorry, but I do love reality TV shows. I started watching Big Brother from season one. I still watch every single season of Survivor that comes out. There's 42 seasons of that.
What?
And now I have a new reality TV show obsession, The Circle. This one has become so popular that it has even spawned many countries to do their own versions. But the one that is out as of this week is the new US season of The Circle, and it's available now on Netflix.
So, I mean, every reality TV show has a gimmick. So what's the gimmick for this?
Yeah, so the premise is that people go into their own apartments within a special Circle apartment building, but they never get to meet face to face. They can chat with each other with access only through the Circle's special messaging app. So they can send each other texts, they can have a group chat, and they can also have profile pictures. And everyone kind of has to work out, are they being truthful? The aim is to weed out those ones that are catfishing. The viewers all know from the beginning who is real and who is catfishing. It's the people on the show that have to guess based on tasks, messages, and scrutinizing those profile pictures. And then they rate each other, and then they vote out the ones that get the lowest ratings. This season, there is a hint that there may be a surprise guest or two. And the rumor is that it's one or two of the Spice Girls.
Here is a snippet for you to decide if you want to give this any of your time.
What in the 2001 is happening?
There has been a data breach!
Circle!
We're back, baby!
This is the ultimate game of social media where players can choose to play themselves or catfish as someone completely new.
All the players are gonna fall into my trap and win me that money.
$150,000?
Is this the first US season?
So this is actually season four of the US version of The Circle, and this one has come out for other countries. It's been out for the UK, they've got a couple of seasons, USA, France, and Brazil, but actually all of them were recorded in the same place, in good old Salford near Manchester in the UK.
And it's ultimately a show about catfishing online. Can you detect the catfish?
There actually have been varying degrees of success from the cast. There was a lady who was asked if she kisses her dogs. And when she said no, everyone in the cast said, she has to be a catfish because if you love your dogs, you let them kiss them. And actually, she wasn't a catfish. Then there was an elderly couple in the French version who tried to pass off as a young guy. They failed. They could not get that down at all. And one woman went in as herself, but she used pictures belonging to her sister. And she did really well. And another went in as Lance Bass. He's from NSYNC. She was able to pull this off for a while because she's actually his personal assistant, but ultimately a super fan exposed her for being a catfish.
There we go. Reality TV at its finest. The Circle, season four of the US version. That's on Netflix. Now, let's move on and have a look at something in the cinema. Now, I've seen what's out at the cinema, so I doubt we're going to get through the day today without mentioning a superhero movie.
So a few months after the events of Spider-Man No Way Home, Dr. Stephen Strange, with the help of both old and new mystical allies, travels into the multiverse to face a mysterious new adversary. This film is the sequel to Doctor Strange, and it's the 28th film in the Marvel Cinematic Universe and is a part of Phase 4 of the MCU. Words that make sense to fans of Marvel make no sense to me at all. My Googling does tell me that if you really want to enjoy this one, you should watch Spider-Man No Way Home first, and then you can also brush up on watching WandaVision.
So that's Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, out now at cinemas. What's on Sky Show this week?
All right, so we've got The Righteous Gemstones. This one depicts a family of televangelists and mega church pastors led by widowed patriarch Eli Gemstone, played by John Goodman. Eli and his immature children, Jesse, Judy, and Kelvin, They lead opulent lives, funded, of course, by the church's donations.
It's a show essentially about terrible, terrible religious people. And I do have a snippet from the trailer for this one. Here we go.
Dear God, today is going to be big. The most watched daytime service of the year. Over 6 million worldwide.
If I were the king of the world,
welcome home, Dr. Gemstone.
Your whole ministry is set up to serve the gemstones.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I ain't. Praise be to he.
Gemstone is just their family name. It's just their surname. And they have yachts and mansions, and it is all funded by the church. If you want to catch that, you can find a 7-day free trial link for Sky Show on our website now. Just look for Big Screen, Little Screen at worldradio.ch. Susie, thanks for telling us about The Righteous Gemstones on Sky Show. Also, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness out at the cinemas, and The Circle on Netflix. Quality watching there, Susie. We'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Kat. Enjoy that reality show.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.